is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Seth Franzman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies and the Jerusalem Post in Israel, after the night of bombardment by Iran, the world leaders are reacting severally. However, it is striking how the voices that were most critical of Israel days ago about the Hamas aggression are now in standing what appears to be in total support of Israel after it was attacked, drones and missiles, by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Seth, a very good day to you. First, I want to focus on your safety and the safety of your colleagues and your children and the whole apparatus. How was the night of those sirens going off? We only got video of it delayed a little bit, but it seemed bizarre, like we were in a science fiction movie. How was it for you, Seth?
Well, we basically experienced this, you know, right outside our house here. So we were under the bombardment for, you know, 10, 20 minutes. We could see the interceptors going up from, you know, from our balcony, basically. And, you know, it was a very strange time in Israel because we were able to listen to the radio prior to that. And we heard on the radio that there are these drones coming that they said it would take several hours to get here. And so we had a lot of time to prepare, in a sense. Also, the kids were off school and things like that. So there was a lot of preparation in Israel, I think, in terms of preparing for the strike. But nevertheless, it was very disconcerting, you know, having 350 drones and ballistic missiles and cruise missiles fired at us here. So I think that was it was an unprecedented attack. I don't think this is a large number of missiles and drones have ever been used at one time to attack a country from so many different fronts and directions. They came from Lebanon. There was launches that came from over Jordan, over Iraq. They were launched also from Yemen, all these Iranian proxies in the region. And, you know, Israel's Air Force, as well as allied air forces and partner countries such as the United States or UK or France, or also countries in the region such as Jordan, you know, participated in trying to stop this. But, you know, I sat here. Of course, the kids were in the safe room, but I was able to watch some of this unfold. And, you know, we saw the interceptions. They were pretty far away. I guess they were far away, but they were above us, because these are ballistic missiles that have a very high trajectory. So they may be, you know, intercepted several miles away, but they have a big warhead on them. And this went on, as I said, for 10 or 20 minutes, not only near Jerusalem, but also in southern Israel.
You've been covering this conflict for 6 months solid now. There's something about this Iranian attack that seems like a page has turned, that we're no longer dealing with surrogates or the fingers are grasping at Israel directed by the hand in Iran. Is that part of the story now, that Iran has come out from behind its very opaque but not invisible screen and are now attacking Israel itself?
Yes, I think that Iran feels emboldened by the last 6 months of war. Iran set all of this in motion, encouraging Hamas to carry out this massacre on October 7th. On October 7th, Iran then got Hezbollah to attack Israel on October 8th. Hezbollah has carried out more than 3,100 rocket attacks and missile attacks and drone attacks on Israel. And then Iran got the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen to begin attacking Israel with drones and cruise missiles and attacking ships. So, you know, Iran has been behind this all the way. It's, you know, it's like a capo de tutti capi, you know, a godfather of godfathers, basically. It is sitting behind, as you noted, all these different kind of octopus-like tentacles. Has it emerged from behind that? Yes, it is now willing to, I guess, risk itself a bit by carrying out this attack. But the Iran is a very arrogant country. It's run by people that have a lot of hubris, and they believe that the West and Israel will not actually carry out strikes inside Iran. And Iran has 40 years of evidence of this, because it's been attacking countries all over the world, all over the Middle East, invading its neighbors, empowering militias, carrying out terrorism, and it has not been, it has not suffered any response, really. So that's kind of where we are, and it remains to be seen if Israel will actually do something.
The Jerusalem Post headline is extremely promising. Saudi Arabia acknowledges helping defend Israel against Iran. I know that Jordan is already identified as having used its air defense against some of the incoming. I've met Mr. Sunak of London is keen to tell everybody that the typhoon shot down some of the drones. I believe that Mr. Macron of Paris sending a warship. There are other states commenting. Even Russia saying it's deeply concerned, though it doesn't condemn Iran. Does this make the whole story of the last 6 months change for you, Seth, because all of a sudden the critics are the allies?
I don't think so, because I think actually it's natural that these countries should be working with Israel and helping Israel. When you mentioned France and the UK, it is unprecedented that these countries did all come together and there was coordination. We have to remember that Israel and the U.S. Central Command has been working hard over the last years to integrate themselves together. So, and that brings in the U.K. in some cases to work with Israel as well. And, of course, France and Israel have joint drills in the Mediterranean. So, you know, there is a blueprint here for working together. It all came together very successfully. The fact that the Saudis and the Jordanians intercepted the drones is super positive. It's definitely changed a little bit of the discussion in the region, because we've reached another crux point. I mean, if October 7th was a kind of black swan event, you know, really important, you know, world changing, April 13th, is another unprecedented watershed. But however, I would say that caution that the Russian statement of concern, I think, is actually more about concern about Israel doing anything than Iran, because that actually. The statement that I think the Russians put out was also, you know, basically excusing the Iranian attacks and kind of saying that, you know, kind of justifying them a bit and also slamming the West at the United Nations. So I don't think we're going to see the Russians become helpful. I don't think the other parts of the Iranian and Hamas linked, like Axis, whether it's China or Turkey or, I don't think we saw Qatar involved in stopping those missiles and drones much. So Saudi Arabia and Jordan, yes, they're on the side of the West, the side of the good and stability. But it's a long way to go, I think, to claw back, you know, some of the problems that are faced in the region.
Seth Frantzman is Jerusalem Post and the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We've been addressing the Iranians coming out and launching missiles directly. However, the surrogates continue, and when we come back, Hamas and Hezbollah remain poison in the region. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.